time is here. We'll pick you up and dust you off when you're done with Everclear. We're the ones, have some fun, Recovery 101. Recovery 101, the show you gotta hear. We'll bring you back from smoking crack when the Reaper's drawing near. We're the ones, when you're done, Recovery 101.
Thank you to Teddy for our marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AA, NAOAC, AGA, PA, SLA, SLA, ACRRR, MMDRA, HA, FA, any of the Anons, the NBA, the NFL, the ABA is not around anymore. Never mind.
Yes, it is.
The American Basketball Association?
The American Booksellers Association.
Okay.
Or the American Bar Association.
How about RA, Recovery Anonymous? Is that a thing yet?
Or RA, Rheumatoid Arthritis.
Well, I know.
It's actually, technically, it's RD because they're changing the name.
And isn't it like RDA or something? Or no. Like the Rheumatoid, like RAA, like the Rheumatoid Arthritis Association? Or is it just Rheumatoid Arthritis? They don't have a name for the group.
I don't. Yeah, there's a group. It's something
they just
or other
go
arthritis.
F it.
It's
they
yeah.
Go F it.
No,
R-A.
There's a national organization. I don't remember what it is, but RA is not actually technically arthritis. So,
NURA, National Organization of RA. Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B. As always with
Shelley, who's rolling her eyes.
So, how's it been going out here in Terminally Unique and Tombstone, Recovery 101 at the OK Corral? Are you feeling like Wyatt Earp gunning down bad guys, or depending who you talk to in town, maybe Wyatt Earp being the bad guy and gunning down good guys?
No, because we're actually in Wachuca City.
Close enough.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I know it's
hop,
close.
Hop, skip, and a jump. Nothing exciting happened to you lately?
Oh, you asked a question. Sorry. Anything exciting happened to me? Well, we officially joined our church this morning.
Yes, we did. We had to get up in front of everybody.
And
I have to admit, Shelley, when she was in California, had to do all this stuff and all this study and everything to become an official member of the Methodist Church. And, you know, they're like, do you want to be a member? And Shelley's like, yes. And somebody from her church wrote Shelley a very nice letter talking about how badass Shelley was with the church and with the whole thing. And then they're like, you want to join too? And I'm like, okay, I had no letter of nothing. I totally wrote on Shelley's coattails. I still have my weird doubting Thomas moments. I know God works because I pray, because it worked with my recovery. But, you know, I'm still not all there with everything all the time. And yet, today, ba-bam, Shelley and I, equal footing in the church community. It was fantastic.
So once again, you put in very little work and gotten the rewards that you do not deserve.
You know what? The easier, softer way. I mean, it's kind of like when we went to the, what do they call it here? MVD, not DMV, not Department of
MVD,
Motor Vehicles.
Motor
Vehicles Department. So we go in. I've had cataract surgery. The girl says, oh, your license from California says you have to wear glasses. I'm like, oh, yeah, I had cataract surgery. I don't have to wear them anymore. And she goes, okay, I'm expecting they're going to give me a vision test. No. They just gave me a license that said I didn't need glasses. I didn't need to do anything to get it except tell her I don't need them. She's like, good enough for me.
I think they sort of have the attitude out here that
you'd be pretty honest.
That either you're going to be honest, and if you're not honest, that you will eventually reap the rewards of your dishonesty. They figure you're at some point, if something goes cockeyed, you're going to have to deal with the consequences.
You know what? That's pretty...
the way life used to be everywhere.
Well, that's the way life is apparently in Arizona. Now...
Yeah, we went to that Sierra Vista, that fair, that arts and crafts fair or whatever it was yesterday.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, and the guy at one of the booths where they were promoting a local politician for an office asked where we were from, and we told him, and he said, well, welcome to Free America. Which I thought was hilarious.
Yeah, he said it just exactly like that, too. Welcome to Free America. I'm like, okay. Now... because we're all that, we are actually, amazingly enough, we're recording outside.
You're about to knock over your hookah.
I have a hookah full of blueberry tobacco.
Blackberry tobacco.
Blackberry tobacco.
And you have a microphone full of dog hair.
And I have a microphone full of dog hair. But we are actually enjoying the evening air in Arizona. So, Shelly, I'm going to have you give this a start. Because, Shelly... as opposed to me when I was young, apparently Shelly has the iron lungs here because she smokes cigarettes, and I don't. I smoke cigars, but I don't inhale because I don't want to kill myself like that. But Shelly has iron lungs, apparently. That's what it seems like to me. She has no problem lighting these hookahs up like they are just nothing. And so she is – I don't know if you guys can hear that. But it sounds suspiciously like a bong. So no, we're not smoking bowls, but we are smoking hookah.
Okay, there you go. Your blackberry tobacco, your wussy tobacco is all ready to go.
You bought this. What do you mean wussy tobacco?
I'm kidding.
I was gonna say what tobacco do I like?
I know you
double apple.
Well, no, it's what
the heaviest of the heavy
flavored tobacco is like. Truckers with their coffee. If you wanted cream and sugar, why'd you ask for coffee?
Well, like when we did, we served breakfast to the homeless on Skid Row in L.A. one time. It literally jumpstart your heart coffee. No cream, no sugar, like, you know, 11 measurements of coffee for a 12-ounce coffee pot. I mean, it was like mud. And everybody liked it. I mean, you could tell. There was people down there. They were, like, mainlining coffee. They're, like, going off to the side. They're like, you got a rig I can borrow? You know what that means, Shelly?
Hold on. I've got a mouthful of ice.
See? Making the consumer wait. Okay. Oh, it's time for the boozy news and the news not fit for booze. She's always trying to speed me up. Okay, so I'm not used to doing it in this way. So we have shout-outs.
Do you need glasses? I have glasses.
No, it's not. It's okay. Not that. It's that this doesn't all fit right on the screen. So we have shout-outs to Yvette, Wendy, Lori, Faith, Stephen, Hamid. Hamid or Hamid?
I don't know. Nobody ever wrote in.
Still doesn't fit on the screen.
Well, that's weird.
Well, maybe it does. Yeah. Okay, there we go. So, Hamid, you should let us know because I have a feeling it might be Hamid.
Yeah, it might be.
But I don't know. Damon, who was quite efficacious about boozy news today.
Efficacious? You mean
this show,
enthusiastic?
I think, is all him.
It's Damon show?
Yes, I think so. Monty... Dave, Fran, Bill, Roger, Dave, Randy, James, J. Duff, Alexander, Stryker, Dan, Susan, Mitch, Joey, John, Carol, Natalie, Georgette, Jack, Curtis, Lee, Jane, Lynn, Blanche, Miranda, Paul, and Anthony.
All right.
Anthony is a patron on Patreon because I saw a comment from him. So... number one, from Damon. This is like, and we don't have the kazoos out here. This is like the hero game of the week. So an 83-year-old man with dementia was reunited with his family on Friday, and he has Pokemon Go to thank for it.
What?
Yes. Homer Howard was discovered an entire state away from where he lived. Entire state away from his hometown of Mainville, Ohio. Do you know where that is?
We used to live there.
Oh, well, there you go. So, Allison Hynes, according to the Cincinnati ABC affiliate, she had previously been in the Navy, and she was zipping around Covington. And now, I know that Covington, Kentucky is not really that far. I mean, yes, it's a state away, but it's not that far away.
It's literally across the river. I mean, yeah. That's where I ended up when I got lost trying to go to my grandmother's house.
So they kind of make it sound more dramatic. Like, no. You got found a state away.
He walked over the bridge. I mean, there's a walkway you can go across.
When you fly to Cincinnati,
you end up in Covington.
You end up in Covington. So she goes tripping around in her car because she is looking for the Pokemon spot. Like, I can't remember what they call it. There is a, I'm not going to be able to find it, but it's like a Pokemon Go depot or something. It's like where they always find Pokemon or whatever the thing
Pokestop.
Is, puts Pokies there or whatever. And so she said, she comes across a stranger. He kind of seemed in need of help, but you know, he was an elderly man. He waved. He was wearing a Navy baseball hat, so she waved at him. And she was continuing on her way, and suddenly she thought, you know, I get
something's
a weird feeling.
Right.
I should go back and check on this guy. So she goes back. He told her his name, Homer Howard. And she was surprised to find out that he's not in his home state now. He's in Kentucky. And she goes, do you know you're in Kentucky? And it's about 30 miles northeast of Covington where Mainville is. So, he didn't just walk across the river.
By the time he got down there, he didn't technically have to have a car. He could have taken the buses. Who knows how long he wandered.
So, anyway, she goes, lots of thoughts went through my mind. I just had to go back and see if he was okay. And then, his wife and his daughter... I don't know if it's a wife and his daughter, but anyway, they had filed a missing persons report because Grandpa didn't come home.
Yeah.
And, you know, he wasn't out playing the field, you know.
He was playing in the field, possibly.
Actually, he was in a park, so yes, he was. And she said, I'm very grateful to Pokemon Go. My goodness, what I loved about it is when I played it, it got me out. Oh, this is the girl that did it. She goes, I'm very grateful for Pokemon Go. I loved it because when I played it, it got me out in the community. It was a social game. Today, it saved a man's life.
Yay.
Unquote. Now, interestingly enough, do you remember the meme that was going around? Because Michelle Obama had a real big thing about getting people to go out and exercise.
Yeah.
Just like Nancy Reagan had the Just Say No. Yeah, every president's wife has a
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, her platform.
And the meme from Pokemon Go is Pokemon Go has accomplished something that the First Lady of the United States couldn't. Getting people to go outside. Because Pokemon would make you go all over the place.
Oh, yeah. For a while, there were like herds of kids wandering around, all staring at their phones.
Our favorite coffee house, Cafe X2O in Glendora, I will give them a shout out. They
were a Pokestop.
They were a Pokestop. Is that what it's called?
Yes,
Pokestop?
Pokestop.
Whatevs. Speaking of people in the military, this is sort of like Heroes of the Week part deux, in a way.
Part deux?
11 surgeons.
Should we do the da-da-da-da?
11 surgeons took 14 hours to complete this surgery.
Yeah.
A U.S. veteran now has a new penis and scrotum.
Holy crap.
After 14 hours, he had a new transplanted penis and scrotum. This was the world's most comprehensive penis transplant at John Hopkins. It's the fourth successful one. And unfortunately, and the sad thing in the story is, and thanks for your service to this gentleman,
yes.
Richard Reddit. Oh, no, that's the wrong guy. He's the clinical director. Oh, you know what
It's probably not going to give his name. Nobody's
You know what? That's right. That's right. I read in the story he didn't want to give his name. But he got hit by an IUD. IUD?
Oh,
Is that not what it is?
No, an IUD is a birth control thing. It's an IED.
Yes.
Improvised explosive device.
Yeah, well, sometimes IUDs, you know, as well.
No. Never.
Well, anyway, so he took a lot of damage. He was missing part of his abdomen. And so he is very happy.
I'll bet.
He said, I felt finally more normal. And he's healing well. They contemplate in doing his testicles as well because they think it's quite possible to do the testicles. The problem is, and what they said they weren't ready to deal with is, they don't. There's a little bit of uncertainty as to, I'm trying to think of the word for it, when you're not sure if you should do something or not. There's a specific word. It's a moral dilemma. Because they're not sure if the material being made in the testicles would be the man's who had the testicles put on, if that was be his DNA going in to create a child. It might be the original owner's DNA.
So
you never know. This guy who's some, we don't know who he is, but he could be a red-haired, you know, Irish boy. And maybe he got the schlong of a, you know, Italian stud, and then suddenly the kid comes out, jet black hair, you know.
Okay, so my question is, so what's in the scrotum?
I don't know. It didn't say.
I mean, he's got a flappy sack there. I mean,
see, only Shelly.
Well, I'm just curious.
Only Shelly would ask that.
Okay, next story.
Okay, Neil sent this in.
Ah, hi, Neil.
Neil, who said he went on a binge and went through and caught a bunch of old shows. It's not really a story. He sent us, it was a bad ad, and it was from Palm Partners Recovery Centers, encouraging folks with addiction problems to call them. Apparently, they offer some type of math tutoring.
Math, not even once.
But it's recovery, it's Partners Recovery Centers. And, you know,
I've seen the ad.
Just left the
CEO. Do you have a problem with addition?
Yes.
And then the rejoinder to that is math, not even once.
Oh, my God. Okay, I have to take a hit. Here we go.
Oh, geez. You're going to send people out smoking a hookah on the air.
It's tobacco.
We know
Yeah, but if you're smoking a cigarette, does that send people out thinking you're – well, actually, nobody smokes a doob like you smoke a cigarette. But okay. Story number four. The Damon I love. Woman quits her job to breastfeed her boyfriend every 2 hours.
Ew. What the?
So, a woman quit her job to breastfeed her 36-year-old boyfriend. Her bodybuilder boyfriend, which I'll be honest with you, and I don't know if Damon ever comments on this, but the guy did in no way, shape, or form look like a bodybuilder. I mean, maybe he goes to the gym, but at least in the picture they showed, he, you know, normally you can look at a guy and tell if he's got like kind of big arms and stuff, and he has her sitting on his lap. He doesn't look especially big. I mean, he's no bigger than I am, and I'm certainly not a bodybuilder.
Why does she have to quit her job to do this?
Because she has to do it every 2 hours.
You've got to be kidding me.
She said it creates a magical bond between them. Jennifer, we'll just front her out here. Jennifer Mulford said she wanted to create an adult breastfeeding relationship, which, oh my God, I looked it up. There is a ton of stuff online about it.
You kidding me?
Apparently, this is nothing new. You know, like you search around YouTube for a while, and before long, you're at weird Japanese. You know, you start out at history of, you know, World War II, and next thing you know, you're at Japanese commercials, and the next thing you're at adult breastfeeding in the furry groups. You know, I mean, it doesn't take very long to get out there. So she said, in quote, it was like a light switch flicked in his head when I mentioned it to my boyfriend. I could tell from his voice he was curious and excited. She said before opening up about the first time the pair tried it, at that moment I knew that I had a partner for life. We both wanted the same thing out of the relationship, a magical bond that only breastfeeding can achieve.
She's going to have some saggy titties in a few months.
She
an adult.
Now, listen to this. this is the part that got me. So she quit her job to dry breastfeed him every 2 hours to fool her body into lactating, she said.
Yes.
I've taken a break from my job because I want to devote everything to making this work.
What does
Brad,
he do?
A bodybuilder. It doesn't say he does anything. Apparently, he is a bodybuilder, which, yeah, I, like I said, if you go look up this story somewhere, just look at woman quits job to breastfeed, you could see the picture of the guy, and I guarantee you're not going to look at it and go, oh, yeah, he's a bodybuilder. I have these people on Instagram that are like sober fitness or whatever, and their body, I mean, you doesn't matter what they're doing. You can tell these guys are big, and the women are big too. And I'm like, oh, this guy, not even a little bit. So I don't know. Maybe I'm missing something. And the final one for today, of course, from Damon, because it's the Damon show today. So a 19-year-old mother stabbed her boyfriend during sex after telling him men should only be used for human sacrifice.
And
she's been jailed.
Wrong. Why?
She's been jailed for 11 years for stabbing her occasional boyfriend as they had sexual intercourse.
Coitus.
After texting him to say men were only good for human sacrifice. Her name was Zoe Adams. You're not going to need to worry about her because she's going to be gone for 11 years. She dressed up as a clown.
Ew.
Put a pillow over Karen Benwick's head to make their encounter more exhilarating on July 29th. Now, this is from last year, but she just got sentenced. She described stabbing him multiple times in the chest as an overreaction.
She had an overreaction.
She whispered to him, "Trust me." And at the time, he was 17. She stabbed him 5 times in the chest.
Is he still alive?
Arm and thigh with a 10-inch knife.
Is he still alive?
Yes. Collapsed his lung. Now, the cops, of course, seized her iPhone, and she had images on it, like a blood-soaked woman with the caption, "Murder is like a bag of chips. You can't stop after just one." And, of course, all the texts of her telling this guy that men are good for nothing.
No, they're not. They're good for human sacrifice. Oh, we must appease the gods.
You. Thank you. She also claimed she couldn't really remember the incident. The judge called her cruel and sadistic and deliberately intended to cause harm. Now, the kid, or who was a kid, is a fantasy novelist. He still has some life-threatening injuries, but he's...
recovering?
He's on his way.
If you were going to turn someone homosexual, that would be a good way to do it.
Well...
Because that guy is never going to trust another woman again.
She's like, "I did stab him, but it was an overreaction."
You think?
And Denwick said... originally, there was going to be no pillow, but he is deathly afraid of clowns, and she wanted to wear clown makeup. So they used the pillow as the go-between so he wouldn't see her.
So
this is like Ronald McDonald stabbing someone to death during sex.
This is a Stephen King novel. You have a clown putting a pillow over your face, having sex with you, and then stabbing you.
It 3.
I mean, this is It 2. There's already been one It.
Yeah, this is the one that's out right now is the second one. They just called it It. But yes, it's the second iteration of It.
But it's based on there's only one novel, It.
Correct. But now there will be 2.
Wow.
And that, my friends, is the end of the Boozy News and the News Not Fit for Booze. God, why are you so slow?
Hey, I'm Dr. Drew, and you are listening to Recovery 101.
We are back. After our extended, you guys don't know, because of course it's seamless to you, but we went to do the topic, then realized we didn't have one, then realized it was on my phone, which is inside the regular studio, instead of in the new outdoor studio, where actually it was warm today, It was in the low 90s. Of course, only like 7% humidity. But it's nice now. It's like beautiful. It's fantastic.
I could use a little more humidity.
All right. So, I ain't in charge of miracles.
Well, thank God for that.
I heard that in a meeting recently. It was just a single line that someone said. And it just struck me as something because, you know what? We're not in charge of miracles. God's in charge of miracles. Now, if you're someone newer in the program and you haven't really gotten to the whole God thing yet, because believe me when I tell you I understand that. I used God as group of drunks for a long time because I, in and of myself, could not stay clean and sober. But I realized that everyone in program that was trying was staying clean and sober. So I used that as my higher power for quite a while. How about you, Shelly?
The dog that wouldn't bark, you
the
let him out.
The dog that wouldn't bark is out there barking now?
Yes, and so is the neighbor's dog. So if you hear any dogs barking, that's who's barking. I had a God when I got here. So I didn't have the same...
You don't trust him very much, though, do you?
I think he's got a lot on his plate. I'm pretty sure that I'm like a speck.
Oh, you have one of those gods that can't do everything.
No, I didn't say that.
Well, he has a lot on his plate, so he's going to miss stuff.
I said I'm not expecting a lot because there's a lot going on in the world, in case you haven't noticed. And who knows what's going on in other worlds.
But it's God. He's infinite. He can do everything, right? I mean...
Well...
Or do you think God is sitting up there and he's got a button in front of him that says...
Smite.
Disconnect the internet. and he pushes this and it like disconnects like 400,000 people and just sits there and he goes... And all those people are like, what the fuck? It's like, oh, God, please make this internet work. He turns it back on and they're like, thank you, God. He's like, all right.
He sits up there with his finger on the smite button. Let's see.
I got something to pray.
Who shall I smite today?
It's better to baptize.
Oh, here
than
we go.
Fade away.
Every week we go to church. Somehow he finds a way to.
There's something new.
Interject some rock song into the proceedings, which annoys the heck out of me.
Anybody who is older remembers Def Leppard. The name of the sermon was Rock of Ages. How can you not? That's not a big stretch. It's the name of a Def Leppard song.
It's also the name of a hymn.
I guarantee the Def Leppard song is better than the hymn.
I don't know. Not necessarily.
In my book, in Bruce's book of I Ain't the Owner of Miracles, that is, Rock of Ages clearly wins that battle. Oh. We actually, since we're into kind of the spirituality, religious end of this today, we were singing some hymn at church. I'm telling you, the guy that wrote this hymn, the guys that write a lot of hymns, anytime you've got this one word that suddenly becomes 12 syllables long, that's because the guy did not have words to put in there that were going to work for him. How did that one thing go?
Well, the song's out of my head now, so I can't.
It's the one about, it said something Christ. It was like, Christ.
Christ sing the world. Christ, the world sing Christ. Something like that. I'd have to look it up in the hymnal. But yeah, no, the word that you're talking about is when Christ is Christ. Christ.
Right.
Christ.
You know, that, like it was that. Like 3 or 4 syllables for
yes.
one word.
Yes. And Bruce has issues with this.
Oh, my God.
The notes were all there.
I don't read sheet music. And in case you didn't notice, nobody else in the church does either because you are the only one doing that.
That's because that's how the song goes.
And you know why that is? Because you don't own miracles. Because if you could get everyone in that church to do it like that, that would be a miracle.
The organist was playing those notes. No one was singing them, though.
Yeah, but you said the organist plays it wrong every time.
Well,
anyway.
She doesn't know. Okay, she's a really nice lady. I've talked to her.
Yeah, super
awesome.
Nice.
Awesome, super nice. The only problem is that in her world, there is only 2/4 time. 2 beats per measure.
Okay.
So it's a song that a 4/4 time song goes 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. So it's faster. Every song is 1, 2, 1, 2, What? And when you're trying to sing Up From the Grave He Arose, 2-4 time ain't going to work.
But if you do 1-2-1-2, isn't that the same as 1-2-3-4?
No, it's...
See, I don't know. I don't own miracles.
Not necessarily. It's... Just trust me. Everything is 2-4 time. She's doing 1-2 beats per measure, no matter what the time signature is.
So what you're saying is that choir there and that organist need a miracle.
No, the choirs and the organist are fine. It's just you just have to adjust to other people's ways of doing things. That's all. I'm just going to have a hard time adjusting to songs that I know are supposed to be a lot faster.
Well, and supposed to be split up by... But for those that don't know, I used to sing when I was in college. I sing sometimes at karaoke and stuff now. I tried choir. I don't get the whole, you're going to sing this line, then you're going to sit there, and then later on you're going to sing this line, and then later on you're going to sing this line, because I want to sing...
He wants to
every
sing
every part.
He wants to sing it soprano, alto, tenor, bass, soprano, alto, tenor, bass, instead of only singing the tenor line.
I'm like trying to do the Steve Perry thing. I'm going from real low to real high. So we heard people discussing in a meeting when God really did things for them and they didn't really notice.
Yes, that's true. You don't notice it until it's in hindsight.
Have you had anything like that lately?
I don't know. Have I? I'm sure you can tell
me. Well,
most
people would go, you guys are maniacs. Because when we decided to come to Arizona.
We are maniacs.
When we came, we had a truck loaded with stuff with nowhere to take it.
Right. Right? Well, sort of. Yes.
Pretty much. We hadn't talked to a real estate agent. We hadn't.
Yes, we had. We didn't have it finalized because all we did was submit the application. We had already looked at the house.
Right. So what
we
I
didn't
mean is,
know 100% that we were going to get it.
Right. Well, that's what I mean. We came all the way from California. We didn't even know if we were getting the house.
We had a cashier's check hoping that they would hand us a set of keys.
Now, I got to tell you, I don't know. In our area of Arizona, I don't think this area right here is looked on as being that great.
Wachuca City, no. I'm pretty sure that Wachuca City is Redneckville.
I really like it. I mean, I don't have any problem with it. I mean, we can look out from where we're sitting right now. Yep. Shelley can look and see the mountains where Tombstone is.
Yes.
No problem.
Yep. We have great views.
We get fantastic sunsets.
Yep.
There's a Circle K, which, you know, is very handy. You know, Circle K is... For those that don't know, because not everyone knows, if you have, I don't know what it is in other parts of the country, but 7-Eleven is.
In California.
Only in California? I don't
think so. No, there's 7-Elevens.
Yeah, because if you
can't
get a Big Gulp in New York City, then that's obviously they've got them there. So my guess is that around the country, it's probably like, there's probably Circle K, there's 7-Eleven, and then there's maybe one or two others that are local to certain areas. They're fantastic.
They have the best ice ever.
They're fantastic. And we have Dollar General.
Generally not a dollar.
Generally not a dollar. We thought it was a dollar store. Went in there, not so much, but more like a general store. That's why they call it General Dollar, because it's like a general
dollar
store.
Dollar General.
Dollar General, General Dollar, generally not a dollar.
At any rate, but yes, Wachuca City. But you know what the thing is about rednecks, and this is something that people gloss over. They make fun of them, talk smack about them. They're the butt of all the jokes, right?
Yeah. Well,
if they don't
Jeff
have
Foxworthy
something,
says so.
If they don't have something and they need something, they go out to their backyard and they find the parts and they make it. And it might, the kludge might look nothing like what you were thinking it would look like. I mean, how many times have we had a redneck on the Boozy News who motorized his Lazy Boy because he didn't want to get another DUI?
And got a DUI anyway.
And got a DUI. But, you know, hey.
Created a new way to get a DUI.
Yes. But look at, I mean, think about the ingenuity that went into that.
What is it? I've seen guys on tailgate parties that have a motorized igloo.
You know, and what about the guy that didn't have the air conditioning in his car, so he stuck a styrofoam cooler on his hood or whatever and put the hose from the cooler around the window of his car and then punched holes in the back of the cooler. So as he was driving along, the air went over the ice.
Yeah, that's
true.
And blew
cold air into his car. That's a redneck idea.
And while we
they're live, not stupid.
While we live in a rednecky area, although you say that,
okay.
I mean,
you've been down to the hole,
but we don't
neighbors,
live in the Heights.
We live on the
Huachuca
hill,
Heights, which is not really anything. But
our neighbors collect sheet metal and old appliances. Our neighbor's kid does. There was stuff there before the kids moved in. And I will have you know that if they sprout another rusted out Ford in the backyard, they're going to have to apply for a dealership license.
Well, we have cops that live on this street.
Yes, we do. Down the
people
street.
People across the street are very nice. They're definitely not
rednecks.
They are. They got a trampoline out there for the kids.
Yes.
Apparently a solid work schedule. I don't know. I think it's fine. But my point in bringing all that up.
Yeah, what is your point?
We didn't really even know we were going to have a place. The way we did this kind of came out sort of miraculous.
Well, the fact that we didn't get a single dime out of our house, that still chaps my hide. But
right, but that makes it even more miraculous.
Not
that
really.
We were able to come over here and get into a home.
Yeah, but we had to borrow and steal.
But God made that possible. God owned that miracle.
I'm pretty sure that was your mother.
My mother goes to church.
Yes, she does. And Bible study.
Matter of fact, this probably won't go before then, but you can keep my mother in your prayers. She's going to get a pacemaker put in.
Yeah, pretty
soon. So we're hoping that that goes well. So
to get this topic back around to less sheet metal and more spirituality, I would like to point out, though, to, you know, we're talking on the show about God and we go to church and all of that stuff, but that's not the be all and end all of spirituality in recovery. I may have had a God going into the program, but I found my spirituality once I got in the rooms.
Yeah.
And just because we call him God, I mean, when I was a kid, I called him George. I mean, your higher power can be anything that you want it to be.
I want
You're
it
just
to
not,
be a doorknob.
You okay.
There's people that do that.
I know, and I don't want to cast aspersions on that, but
you know what they used to tell people? If you think you have the power, go down to the beach and, I don't know, stop a wave.
Okay, a wave, fine, but the problem with using a doorknob, I can turn the doorknob.
You can ride a wave.
But you can't stop a wave. I can stop that door.
Depends on who slammed it.
I can stop that door.
So in the interest of our shortened shows.
Oh, yes, we have to stop talking now.
What were your final words on, you're not the owner of miracles.
I'm not in charge of miracles?
You're not in charge of miracles.
It's probably a good thing I'm not in charge of miracles, because if I were, this planet would be yarn bombed.
I'll end with this. If Shelley was in charge of miracles, I'd be inside cleaning house right now.
Yeah, there you go.
So, Shelley, who's the lead out music by?
The Evangenitals.
The Evangenitals. One of the favorite names ever of a band. Everybody, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
And take care of you.
sadness sits on my face when he disappears, and it seems there's something special about him. Though everybody's special in their own special way, but there's something about his kind of special. His kind of special really makes my day. Ooh, baby, you're so sweet to me. Ooh, baby, you're so sweet to me. Now, I don't want no honey, baby, 'cause I stole it from the beast. And I don't need no sugar. Someone else's clothes. And I don't need no sexy leather, 'cause I got some skin of my own. Long as you've got love for me.